Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And now, back to the Johnny B Show.
And I never feel out of place. And you're still probably working at a 9-to-5 pace. I wonder how bad that tastes when you see my face. Hope it gives you hell. Hope it gives you hell. When you walk my way, hope it gives you hell. Hope it gives you hell.
Welcome back. Welcome back. The Johnny B Show, Monday night, 11 o'clock already. Actually, 11:04 if you're being specific. We are all up in hour number three. Jumping into What the Hell News here in a second. Remind everybody, the NFL draft is Thursday. So I heard the NFL actually did another mock draft today, earlier today, just to test it out. And there was a couple of glitches, but I think they got it together.
You know it's going to get hacked.
I don't know.
Somebody's going to pop into that Zoom chat.
Oh,
and
dude.
Show their penis or something.
Yeah.
Or draft a kicker.
I was messing around with Zoom today. I didn't realize you could put, like, backgrounds. It does, like, an automatic green screen of, like, any kind of background you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a Zoom meeting in the morning with, like, the bosses here and, like, all the personalities.
No, I think it's Wednesday, right?
No, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, I didn't get that message.
Oopsies.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You really didn't get it.
Let me check.
Son of a bitch. It's tomorrow morning. So I have all these different backgrounds. Some of them are a little risque that I'm going to be having pop up behind me during the meeting, you know, with everybody tomorrow. So maybe, I don't know.
Will just saw my face.
Will's not on it.
Whatever.
I'm looking.
It
says talent meeting.
Stop.
I'm sorry. God damn it. I'm mad for him.
I'm mad too.
Will is talent.
He's infuriated.
Whatever.
Now he's not going to be over this till Thursday.
I'm sorry.
Way to go.
I really am. Look, man.
Jerky jerk, man.
The guy's the executive producer of the Johnny B Show for a reason. Talent.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Will Reed. Okay, sorry.
Here's a question. Who's on it? Is Ryan Hoppe on it?
Yeah, who is? Read it off. Read it off.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
And everybody. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Kellyanne. Ann Kelly.
Okay. Kellyanne.
I said Kellyanne Conway.
Kellyanne, where are you?
Danielle from 94.9.
Yeah, these are talents.
Christy Knight. Yeah. Calta, Galvin, yeah. Carmen Spanish, yeah. Gio, Drew.
All talents.
John Senning, JP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Monica.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
SBK, Mo.
Hell yeah.
Johnny. Me, Chris Fisher,
yeah,
John Moore,
hell yeah,
Sam from 97X,
hell yeah,
Miguel, Holly, and Scott, yeah. CC'd our Brennan and Jenna.
So JR's not on it either.
All right,
JR's not on it.
That makes me feel
yeah.
That's crazy. Oh well. Here's what I'm gonna
do. Spike on the mic. I'm
I was
look
gonna,
at Will's.
I was gonna go kick in John's door and crap on his desk. Raging.
His face.
What? He looked like the Give Me More Nanas baby. Yeah. Oh my
the
God.
The demon came out.
Oh man,
he's so bad.
He's about to turn into Drew Barrymore on Firestarter and just fireballs going to shoot out of his ass.
Yeah.
Back off! Back off! Oh God.
Well, 727.
I'm making a t-shirt when I get home that just says Will Koontz on it. And
thank you.
Just have his face as the green screen.
Yeah. Oh, done. Done. 100%. That's doing it.
Did we forget anybody? Okay. Just
no, it's going to be the new photo. It's going to be the new cover photo for the Johnny B Show page. The new one that Will had made with the three of us on there. That's going to be my background.
No, it's got to be just Will.
Just Will. Yeah. I'm going to focus in on Will.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's going to be no, it's going to be Will's Microsoft picture with my glasses on from tonight.
There you go.
Perfect.
Just smiling all goofy. And then, you know, then all the other people in the Zoom be like, who's the guy behind Johnny? And I'm like, that's Will Coontz. And then half the people on the Zoom be like, who's the guy in front of Will Coontz? That's me. That's Johnny B. I don't know what's going to happen with it. I'm nervous about being on a Zoom with, like, more than, like, five people.
Yeah.
Because it just seems like chaos,
honestly,
right?
Honestly, I don't want to do that. I'm kind of glad, partly relieved that I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It'll be interesting.
I don't think I can make it.
Why? You have nothing going on.
I'll be asleep. So.
You better set your damn alarm. Or do like me and just go to bed at 9 o'clock in the morning like always. So they're going to catch me at the end of my day. Like when I'm like, I'll be dead tired.
Well, what do you think it's going to be about? I mean, they could easily email all of us.
Oh, it sticks with me for a few minutes.
No, I should be on there. Because I co-host a show with you after this.
Oh, 100%.
And I do weekend coverage every weekend.
Yeah, dude.
JR doesn't do any of that stuff.
To be fair, it was not John Brennan that sent this.
No, it was not John Brennan.
So it's not like you're
higher up.
Keith.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Keith knows who I am.
Yeah, that's totally understandable how that went down. It's fine. And you really you've gained a lot of ground in the last several months. Like now you're like really, really embedded, and a lot of people know that you're definitely part of the team and you're like a full-time personality now.
Yeah, and to be fair, Keith didn't know who I was until last year.
Yeah.
Well, I introduced myself to him every year at the Christmas party, and last year he did say, yeah, I know who you are. And I go, oh, okay.
Okay, cool.
This is weird. Bye. Yeah. And then that was it.
He said something to me. Last time I talked to him, it was a very weird. I was here in the daytime, but I had a meeting with John Brennan, and I was coming up the elevator, and I go, oh, hey, Keith, what's up? And he goes, well, hey, what are you doing here? And I'm like, oh, I work here. I got a meeting and stuff. I felt like it was like, why are you here in the daytime, nighttime loser? Like, you show up here after the suits leave. We don't want you mingling, you and your fatness, you hallway taker-upper. No, he's awesome. He's actually one of the nicest people ever to me.
Yeah, he really is.
He is. He's
Thank
a good,
you for not firing me.
Yeah, he really likes you.
Yeah.
Damn sure. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We have What the Hell News. Let's get it.
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News. On the Johnny B. Show.
There we go. Handpicked stories by us just for you, B-holes. They're very what the hell worthy. We have a lot of them. And we throw it around the room. You know what? I'm going to start it off tonight, folks. Because I want to save honest for last. Every country is dealing with the coronavirus and COVID-19. Same thing. And everybody has different stimulus packages and relief funds and whatever. It depends on the country and what kind of economy they have, I guess. Well, Japan is really trying to give back to a lot of their workers that are furloughed during this pandemic.
That's kind of them.
Yeah. And they're offering financial aid to a lot of members of a lot of professions that probably wouldn't get financial aid here. And it did make me wonder what people in the same line of work are doing here about this. Because Japan now has announced that they're giving financial aid to members of the oldest profession on the planet. You know what that is, Anna?
Banking.
Banking? Mm. Well, if you say it fast, then you're right. It's sex workers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I didn't know that was legal in Japan.
What?
It must be legal if they're giving out federal aid.
Well, the country's central government launched a massive stimulus package worth about $108 trillion, which is, yen, which is about $1 trillion American, whatever, to bolster up their economy. Initially, sex workers were not included, sparking a massive pushback from activists and opposition members as the hashtag Night Work Is Also Work went viral on social media. So, yeah, I guess prostitution, it's illegal, but other types of sex work aren't illegal.
It's called fuzuku.
Bless you.
And that's what they call non-coital services, such as conversation.
Yeah.
Why is that considered sex, though?
Dancing.
Yeah.
Or bathing.
So they can masturbate you, is what you're saying.
I think so.
If they're bathing you and they just happen to bathe your ding-dong longer than everything else.
So intercourse with an unspecified person in exchange for payment, that's illegal.
Right.
But you're saying sex workers explicitly.
That's what they consider conversation over here. They're weird.
Yeah.
So the conversation over there is.
Jeez. Look at Will with all the answers.
Yeah.
They're weird, you know, with their noodles and their non-sex sex.
Yeah, they you could buy panties in a vending machine over there, I saw.
Goddamn right, you can. Panties. Crotchless ones?
Probably.
Hell yeah.
It seems like it would defeat the point, though. I think they want the snail trail in there.
Yum, yum. Oh, yeah, you're right. Used ones.
Yeah.
I forgot about that part. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. You think the prostitutes here or the strippers, they're getting, like, unemployment?
The strippers, yeah.
You think?
Why? You can be a stripper. That's not illegal.
Get a small business loan.
Are they on the books, though, or are they all tips?
Yes, strippers are on the books.
No, they're independent contractors, I think.
Yeah.
But being a stripper is not illegal.
No, but I think when you go work at a strip club, I think that you just give, like, a portion of your tips to the management, and then you're an independent contractor.
Sure, but that you still have to file taxes and stuff. Like, it's all on the books.
Yeah, but not their books. Your
own
books.
Sure. But, like, yeah, like, you got your own business. Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe they get a small business loan.
Probably. Or unemployment or something.
I think there is some. Isn't there a program specifically for independent contractors?
I think so.
I don't know.
If you're a stripper, let us know what you're doing.
Yeah.
While you're being.
Or who you're doing.
While you're being. Furhoed. Come on. Sorry. That was rude and I apologize. I love strippers. I really want to know what they're doing. Like, nobody's talking about that. Anyway, so that's what they're now included for the benefits in Japan. So very good for you, you bunch of bathing, storytelling, not sex having sex workers. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Probably banging a lot of tourists is what it is.
Yeah,
you know, like a lot of white guys come and
I don't, what?
Business guys.
They do what? White guys do what?
A lot of white guys come to Japan.
All right.
And they want to bang, you know, like a Japanese hooker.
That's
definitely a thing.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
I guess.
Have you ever seen Japanese porn?
Yes.
It's weird.
They
like squeal like little
pickies. No. I actually talked about this on stage a few times. I talked about this on stage a few times because I try to get into it, but it seems like every Japanese porn I watched, the girl doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
And that's a turnoff to me because I don't want to rape. You know,
oh, that's so good. You're
I'm
such
not
a good
about
guy,
the rape fantasy.
That rape isn't like
it's not
your thing.
Like a lot of guys like that. Like. You know what I mean? Like, if a girl's like, choke me, I'd be like, give me a reason. Say something mean. I'm not going to do it for fun, right? Like, so I was watching Japanese porn, and it's like, the girl's super hot. I was aroused. And then she's like, you know, the guy starts getting into it with her, and she's like, no. And I'm like, dude, stop.
She said no.
No means no in every language.
She wasn't like, no.
No, she seemed like she did not.
She was like, no.
She did not want to be there. So
they squeal.
Right. So I thought, what would happen if I was in that situation? You know, I'm like, yeah, you ready for this, girl? She's like, I'm about to give it to you, mama.
Okay.
And then I start. She's like, no. And then I jump off. She's like, do it. And I'm like, you just said no. That's how I do. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going back in. No. I'd be like, all right, I'm leaving. I can't do this anymore. So, yeah, I don't. Japanese. And then they do weird stuff, too. Well, like I was watching one, and all of a sudden they brought eels into the room.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know what they did with them.
I saw one where a man's head was in a case, like a plastic case, and then people made stuff.
Bathroom?
And it made bathroom inside the case. So he would just get up to his nose.
Come on!
And then he would like struggle to breathe.
No!
Very, very strange.
No! That's me yelling it, watching it. Oh, it's so gross, dude. Yeah, I'm not into that, dude. Hey, Derek, what's up, man?
What's up, yeah. This is how the strippers and other people get paid, like people who are like self-employed contractors right. and stuff like that. But they still have to go through the state-funded one, and they still haven't found a portal to get to the actual federal government check, which would be $600
right.
a week. But they haven't got to it yet because the whole system's so messed up. But a stripper could get paid unemployment.
How's a stripper going to live off $600 a week? I mean, they make that in a half a night normally.
They probably do. They probably do. Oh. But it's better not having it.
Yeah.
They're getting nothing a night.
They're going to have to get the cheapest cocaine ever. Thanks, Derek.
Wait, hold on. One second.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Next time you guys ever make fun of Anna's leg hair again, you're going to have a problem with me.
Who's Anna?
All right.
Oh, I know this, Anna. Derek.
I'm sorry.
You don't like her hairy ass Bigfoot legs?
I don't mind her legs. Her hairy legs, you leave her alone. Right?
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm not gonna leave her alone, Derek.
Yeah.
You're not the boss of me, Derek.
Leave her hairy legs alone.
Stand up for my honor.
No, this unhygienic bitch needs a shave.
Leave her hairy legs alone.
Damn you!
It's not unhygienic. I wash my legs. I just don't shave them.
You condition them too.
Well, you coronavirus all stuck in your follicles.
I know,
you
idiot.
Don't, you don't shave your legs.
Why would I? I'm a grown-ass
exactly.
man.
Exactly. Well, that's the same thing.
Could you imagine a big old fat dude with some sweet-ass smooth legs?
Yes.
No. Gross. Hey, Will, you have a story?
Yes, I do.
Give it to me.
A California TV reporter got into a hairy situation.
Oh, yeah!
While filing a report from her bathroom. When her naked husband was caught in the shower.
Oh, yummy.
Melinda Meza of Sacramento's KCRA3 recorded herself cutting her bangs for a story about hairstylists during the coronavirus quarantine.
She didn't know he was behind her.
She did not know that he was in the shower.
Good Lord.
And the
Jesus.
Camera captured more than she bargained
did
for.
Did we see his
penis.
Mainly his big old penis. Yeah.
Ah.
Penis.
Yep.
Hell yeah. But her penis, was it
It's hard.
It was not, but it was good. Like, he should be proud.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
It was fine. He
it was hanging there nice.
Yeah.
You could see it.
You could see it. Oh, her husband, boy. Mike DeLambert, apparently is seen in a reflection in the background, unaware that his privates are beamed over the airwaves.
That is soft.
Oh,
that's kind of awesome
no.
that he had something to be proud of, though, in that situation.
I want to see it.
So yeah, calm down.
I'll put it on the Johnny B. Show page so you can see
let's
it.
Let's see that ding dong. Hell yeah. You can't see it? Is it blurry?
There's an ad. No.
There's an ad over his penis?
Hold on. Okay, yeah,
it's
you can see it.
Hard.
You can see it a little bit. Just like the out.
The shadow?
Yeah, the shadow.
Okay.
The picture I saw, you could see it.
Does it look yummy?
I mean, to me now, yeah.
Penis.
Looks great. I'll take it. My favorite.
I'm just hitting buttons. I don't know what's
that
happening.
That scared me. Sounded like someone was in trouble. Someone being waterboarded? With
I'm trying
penis?
To figure out what it would sound like if you were in there with him.
Hey! I'm a delicate flower.
Yeah, you are. Anna, do you have a story?
Do I ever.
Give it to me, yeah!
This is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay.
This is great.
Well, give it to me.
Could you imagine?
Yes.
For a second here. Mm-hmm. If you were a doctor in Wuhan. Okay,
oh, man. Yeah, that'd be cool.
And you were fighting for your life.
Uh-huh.
Your names are Yifan and Hu Weipeng. And you beat the killer bug.
Okay.
After 2 months.
Nice.
Of treatment.
Nice.
You know, people are dying. You go in there looking and feeling a certain way.
Okay.
And maybe even go into a coma.
It's looking grim for him.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wake up.
Are they on ventilators?
You wait. I mean, they got tubes in their nose.
Oh, my God. Poor things.
You know, and they're really fighting for their lives.
Oh, God.
And then they woke up. They went to sleep. They go, oh, good night. Good night to you. Good night to you.
Did they say good night before they go into coma?
I don't know, dude.
Night, night time.
Night, night. And then they woke up.
Okay, they woke up and they were healthy.
They made it.
Yeah.
Survived, but
Were they the same?
They woke up black.
What?
They woke up black. They're black people now.
No way.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Their names are...
Stop.
Demarius Jones. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
They got new identities. Jerome and Tyrone are doing just fine.
Oh, my God.
They're black. Now,
how did this happen?
Dude, it says here, I think something with the, what was it? Hormones. There was an issue with the hormones. Sorry, there's an ad right now, so it's hard for me to read around it. But I think there was something that had to do with the liver. It messed with their liver in a way that affected the hormonal imbalance. I'm not sure of which hormone.
I'm looking at the picture.
Yes, their abnormal skin color is caused by hormonal imbalances after their livers were damaged by the virus. So I guess it wasn't filtering properly. Not being racist, I guess that's just what happens. And they woke up, and now they're black.
I mean, it's pretty incredible. Like, they really do look like just black dudes. Like, and here's the thing. We did a story last week about how actually racist China is towards black
they
people.
They really are. Dude, that's so funny. Remember the McDonald's?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What I'm referring to.
Oh, my God. What if they worked at this McDonald's? I mean, they don't because they're doctors.
Yeah, we did a story last week that because there's a large African community. And I mean, like, actually Africa, not, you know, African community in China in this town that all had the COVID outbreak. So they put a sign up in a McDonald's that said, no black people allowed. And, of course, you know, Ronald McDonald had to step up, you know, and go, not cool. We don't do that. And then they had to have, like, a sensitivity training and everything else.
Or as he's known in China, Ronald McDonald. Had to.
Okay, we're done. We're done.
It's the Johnny B. Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.